Yeah, the Meir Chodesh brought a riot to what we saw before, how much one Jew is supposed to be, feel the tzar of another Jew, to feel it, and to be mispalim for him, the simcha, to feel the simcha. One person is making a bris, the whole shul is potter. Why is the rest of the shul potter? No shaykhs, they're not interested in farming. Of course, the natural thing should be to feel, oh, somebody in the minyan that has a simcha, I'm also happy. My personal simcha. Another nekuda of simcha is a person should always matzik what Hashem sets up for his life. Always understand that whatever is happening is for his good, even if it gives us challenging or even painful situations. The pasuk says, "Kasher yaseh ishes v'noy Hashem elikev v'yaseh." The version of Yisurim means to teach. He does certain things to teach us, to train us, to realize that we can't always manage by ourselves, we have to turn to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not to torture us. He said, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was once in the hospital, and he had tremendous pain, nerve, very painful. He told the doctors to have him soon, they had no idea what he meant. So he finally figured out that he wasn't speaking Bob in Hebrew. He said, Koeh. Oh, okay. So he said that the translation of the word Yisurim is, Targum says it's teaching, things that teach me. Without thought, there's no such thing as calm pain for no reason. Everything is to teach us how to look at life in the proper perspective. If we use it properly, other, even things don't go the way we want, we can grow from it. You'll show you that you've got it.